Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Can't get enough BYU football? Listen to Cougar Nation. Mitch Harper takes your calls Monday nights from 6 to 7 on KSL News Radio. Podcast at kslnewsradio.com.
That's right. Tomorrow night, 6 to 7, myself and my co-host today, Matt Biamonte. We will be taking your calls, Cougar Nation, to give you an outlet, to vent, to share your thoughts, your feelings on BYU football. All tomorrow night, 6 to 7 on Cougar Nation. That podcast is also available on kslsports.com, just like this one, First and 12, which is sponsored by Macy's Grocery Store. Macy's, happy shopping. Get the freshest fruits and vegetables from local farms and your favorite local brands. Macy's, happy shopping. Let's look ahead, Matt, to what's next in the Big 12. Can you believe? Final week of the regular season already, week number 13. Season just flies by, man.
I can't believe it. It's depressing, honestly. I think it's easy in the middle part of the year to take it for granted a little bit, and then it passes you by. Like, it's Thanksgiving week, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
And then the season is over. And if BYU doesn't pull a rabbit out of a hat, the season is done after the Oklahoma State game.
I remember telling my kids around August, like the end of August when school started, I said, guys, before we know it, it's going to be Christmas. It's going to be like Thanksgiving, because that's what happens with football season. It just, it goes in a hurry. And before we know it, it's, you know, it's going to be Big 12 championship game and away we go. And then hopefully we get Big 12 football media day quick soon enough in next July to get back at it on football. But it's just crazy to see how fast it truly does go. We got a loaded slate of games as the Big 12, man. It's crazy. So here's the standings again. The Big 12 championship game race. Number one's Texas at 7-1. Number two, Oklahoma State. They control their destiny, and they're going to play BYU. Number three, Oklahoma. Number four, Kansas State. That's your top four teams. Iowa State's five, but they're 5-3. They're kind of out of the situation going forward. So that's your top four teams heading into the final weekend, and it creates opportunity for great network television games. That's what we see here, as the Big 12 is in some great spots, and it starts on Friday, Black Friday, TCU at Oklahoma, the final Big 12 regular season game for the Sooners.
And the first game of many in the Big 12, Mitch, where a team has a chance to get to bowl eligibility. How sweet would it be for TCU to get to 6-6, completely eliminate Oklahoma? Last thing I think the Big 12 wants to see is Texas-Oklahoma rematch.
Yeah.
So to put a nail in the coffin there and to get TCU to a bowl game would be a big win for the new Big 12.
A nail in the coffin is a perfect way to summarize that. Texas Tech at Texas, 5:30 p.m. on ABC. Remember, Brett Yormark said, hey, I'm going to be at that game in Thanksgiving weekend. Red Raiders, you better get it done. He was kind of playing to the crowd. And I love Yormark. He didn't apologize when the media was probing him and saying, how could you say that? You're a commissioner. He's like, I'm just playing to my crowd, man. Like, he was in front of Texas Tech boosters.
Texas Tech is here for the long term, and Texas isn't. Sorry.
There you go. Do you think there's any chance the Red Raiders spring the upset? I think there might be a shot here.
There's the same shot that BYU has at beating Oklahoma State, which is sub 20%, right? I mean, Baron Morton could go wild, and they could maybe run the football a little bit. Not having Jonathan Brooks puts a little more dependency on Quinn Ewers, but it's at home. I don't see Texas Tech getting that one.
That's the Black Friday slate. Saturday is where things really ramp up. It starts off 10 a.m., Houston at UCF on FS1. Can the Knights get that sixth win and get to bowl eligibility? I think they will, Matt. What say you?
I do too. I think so. And that's the second game on the slate where a Big 12 team can get to bowl eligibility. And look, again, I think people inside the Big 12 get as many of these teams to 6-6 as possible. it's good for the league to have it balanced like that. So UCF, I think they're going to do it at home. However, you know, I shouldn't say however. Let me back that up. I think they will. They handled the Sooner, or not the Sooners, the Cowboys at home. They've been playing good at home. I think they do it.
Let's go to the night games. We'll get to BYU in a moment here. West Virginia at Baylor, 5 p.m. FS1. I think West Virginia cruises, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Baylor's not going to put up a fight. Kansas at Cincinnati, 5 p.m. or 5:30 on ESPN2. Cincinnati show any fight?
Give me the Cats. Ooh. Give me the Bearcats. Kansas, what do they have to play for? That's the thing. They're down to their third string quarterback, for heaven's sakes. Is Bean going to be able to go?
He might, but.
Okay, well, Bean can go, and he's effective. That changes things.
The motivation's a good point, though, because what's the difference between Pop-Tart Bowl and Texas Bowl?
Not a lot.
There's not a whole lot. Iowa State at Kansas State, 6 p.m. on Fox. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Kansas State's going to get the win, and then it really comes down to the game that shocked us when we saw what time it will be at and where it will be on TV.
BYU at Oklahoma State, 1:30 p.m. on ABC. Network television again for these 5-6 Cougars looking to get to bowl eligibility. Matt, I got to say, if BYU pulls it off, it'd be maybe the greatest win in the Kalani era.
No, that's too far. Greatest win.
What win would be better? If they take down nationally ranked Oklahoma State.
Let me take you back to a time when BYU got invited to the Big 12, and then the next game they played was a huge rivalry win.
This one would be bigger.
No way.
BYU beating Oklahoma State? BYU's never beat Oklahoma State.
BYU won in Madison, Wisconsin.
Stillwater features a man with a beautiful mullet. Mike Gundy, let me tell you something, Matt. This is Oklahoma State. Are you kidding me? This would be a massive win. Going into Stillwater? A conference game?
It would be a huge win, but it would not be the best win in the Kalani era.
I think it would. I think it'd be number one.
That would secure a spot in the Great Western Mac and Cheese Bowl down in Birmingham, Alabama.
Sign me up. That's way better than a December with no football, right? Sign me up for the Independence Bowl. Please. Please. You know BYU would be in Shreveport again if they win.
Yeah, you're right. I think, okay, you're right. You're right. Sign me up for more football. I won't say no.
BYU and Oklahoma State's going to be a fun game, though. Ollie Gordon, special player for Oklahoma State. I always remember BYU recruited him. He was in, like, BYU was in the final three. How that guy ended up at Oklahoma State is remarkable. You would think, based on his profile coming out of high school, the guy was so productive in the Fort Worth area, and he ends up at Oklahoma State. I thought Alabama would have been coming calling. They might be maybe this offseason, because Oklahoma State's got to make him a priority to retain him next year. But I'm excited for that game. And just to have an element too, Matt, of Oklahoma State is playing for a championship bid. BYU can truly be the spoiler. That's a fun dynamic that BYU hasn't experienced in 10-plus years.
We talked about it all month long, that even though BYU is reeling a bit, would there be a scenario at the end of the year where you could ruin Oklahoma's season, which they had the opportunity to do? Maybe not ruin, but eliminate from the Big 12 championship game. They failed to do so. They have a second crack at it. Bowl eligibility is one thing, but to keep somebody out of the Big 12 championship game, that is a unique situation. It's a fun storyline to have this week for BYU.
Cannot wait, and we will have you covered as we always do on Cougar Sports Saturday, Cougar Nation, and KSLSports.com. Appreciate all of you listening on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone. We'll be back next Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on First and 12, and it's powered by KSL Sports.